It is Chase and Michelle here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game, broadcasting live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios. Chase McCabe, Junie Riddle in for Michelle today on this Friday. And as we've done every Friday at 9:15, we say hello to the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators, Sean Henry, who is on the line with us. And Sean, I know that you probably have a bittersweet feeling today, because it all comes to an end tonight with the celebration of the fans and just an awesome year at Bridgestone Arena. The back half of a back-to-back, coming off a huge win last night against Minnesota, but it'll all wrap up tonight against the Colorado Avalanche with pregame at 6, puck drop at 7. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well, man. Welcome on, Uncle Junie, Big Chaser. It's like a family reunion today. Things are really good. Last night was fun, wasn't it? And the crowd was electric. You know, we've talked about this for a long time, the past 6 weeks or so. You know, there's just been a change in how our incredible fans relate to this team. And they really got behind some of the young guys, that next man up. It didn't matter who was injured. You know, people came out and supported it, and it was a lot of fun. And last night, the way it ended, it felt like it was a playoff game, didn't it?
It did. And that, you know, I think that is what is giving a lot of people positivity moving forward, of even though you're not making the playoffs this year, the future is very bright. And as I listened to Barry Trotz on yesterday with Jared, you know, I got that from him. I heard that in his voice, and the fact that there's a lot of different ways that this can go with all the draft capital that you've acquired, 13 draft picks, including 7 in the first 90 picks in the draft that'll be held right here in Nashville at Bridgestone Arena. And then you could use that to draft for the future. You could use that to acquire assets. I mean, there's just a lot of different options that I think give people some excitement moving into the offseason. But hearing Barry Trotz is just, I just grin every time knowing that he's going to be part of things again. And I know you and I have had conversations about him over the years, of even though he wasn't here anymore, it still felt he was like a part of the family. So what's it kind of been like getting to work with him hand in hand again?
Oh, it's great. And as you and I have talked about, and Barry has said publicly, and David has too, it was like he never left. You know, David made the joke that we loaned him to the Capitals and loaned him to the Islanders, but this was always home. And, yeah, really good friends in both those organizations, and they loved having him, right? He was all in when he was there for his family moved to those cities. But he always talked about Nashville so fondly, and, hey, in Nashville we did this, and Nashville we did that. And, you know, every time he would come back or he'd, you know, jump in for a charity event, it was always fun to connect with him. But you always kind of knew he'd be back here in some form or fashion. So really, you know, last summer when he was passing job after job after job, you know, David and I just got a little bit more excited, like, hey, what if, what if, what if? And the what if became a reality, and it's so exciting. And the other, like you just said, you know, the toolbox is full. I mean, every possible thing you want for a team that just missed the playoffs for the first time in 9 years is laid out before us. You know, it's double the picks that you normally have over the next 3 or 4 years. You know, so many top-round picks, you know, coming up. You have some cap flexibility. You have a really good team. You know, injuries really destroyed us this year. And we also now realize, or everyone else realizes, how deep our minor league system is and how good our young guys are. And the reason that happened is, you know, the past 2 years we haven't made a lot of trades for, you know, from our future assets for, you know, playoff pushes. And once again, this year we did just the opposite. You know, parted ways with some guys that meant a lot to the team because we knew what we had. You know, down below. Unfortunately, we were forced to play them earlier than we thought. But the exposure and experience these guys got over the past month, every game's been like a playoff game, and that's going to pay dividends for us down the road. Ideally, it pays dividends for us in Milwaukee, you know, next week when the playoffs start.
Sure.
We're speaking with Sean Henry, the president of the Nashville Predators. Sean, Tennessee has seen a couple tragedies here with the Covenant School and then the Fort Campbell accident. The Predators, in my opinion, and I think in everyone's opinion around here locally, are just thoroughly impressed with how the organization has handled these tragedies and raising money for the families and for all the individuals involved in this. Can you kind of touch on what that process has been like and how you all as an organization have responded and acted to really kind of help repair the community?
You know what? We their role pretty seriously as bringing people together. Ideally, it's for celebrations. Ideally, it's for, you know, high-fiving a stranger, hugging a stranger, you know, seeing a band for the first time, or, you know, getting an autograph, learning to skate under Scott Hamilton. Those are the things that we just love doing. But the things that we look back on and say, wow, that was really important, is helping the community when things are bad and tough, whether it be, you know, the tornado and the pandemic and the Christmas morning bombing, you know, to the straight line windstorms we had, you know, following that, to obviously beyond an unthinkable tragedy, but unfortunately we have to think about it because we were in front of us at a Covenant school, and then just a day or two later, you know, the tragedy accident at Fort Campbell. It's, we see it as our responsibility, you know, to try to, you know, nurture people, coon them, bring them together, because this building is nothing more than a town hall. It's the center of our city, and we take that role pretty, you know, seriously, and our whole organization does. And unfortunately, you know, we host our first live event in Clarksville yesterday at F&M Bank Arena. You know, the first event we ever hosted wasn't the most fun one. We'll enjoy, you know, other things will be better when we're watching Austin Peay, you know, light it up on the scoreboard or concerts. Yesterday might have been the most important event we ever had with the memorial service for those, you know, nine heroes that died in the accident. And it was something to step back and watch that whole community, realize what that building can do for the community. And I think it's one of the most important things a sports team can do. And you look at so many tragedies over history, whether they be, you know, as tragic as Covenant or economic or riots, sports has an ability to kind of squelch those and make them better and heal communities. And it's time and time and time again, whether it be the Depression in the 30s coming out of the, you know, World War II, you know, the riots in Detroit in 68, LA in 91, I think it was, what rallied the community around were the Tigers winning the World Series, the Dodgers winning the World Series, you know, live baseball returning. And, you know, we have the ability to bring people together, use the Pass Our Fans out for our logo, maybe raise some money or bring attention to some needed things. So
definitely agree with you. Sports could definitely heal and bring people together. And I think that you all as an organization have done an excellent job with doing that. But my second question for you is on a little bit of a more happier note. We saw the Preds girls 19U team win a USA Hockey National Championship, something that's never been done in this region. Can you kind of touch on the importance of this victory, especially for women's hockey and for a young group of ladies winning a championship like this in this region, which has never been done before? It's really important in getting and inspiring more young ladies to play. Can you kind of touch on the impact that that's had here locally in Nashville?
Well, I don't know if I can top what you just said, but how awesome is it? I mean, it really, really is. The best part about that Junior Predators team and the organization that, you know, we work pretty hard with, is it's 100% female-led, from coaching staff to the management of it. And that, to me, is even more fun to watch, because you have 4-year-old, 8-year-old, 10-year-old, 18-year-old young ladies playing for coaches that look like them, that have been through what they've been through. And it gives a different perspective, not just to excel on the ice, but what's next. And I, you know, after the game, I go home, I always watch the game again on TV, and some are more enjoyable than others. But last, I rarely watch the interviews in intermission. I kind of fast forward through them normally, but, you know, I watched last night, and, you know, to watch our coach up there and, you know, Lindsay interviewing him, and then Katie Cummings, you know, one of the star players on the team who also played for my son at Father Ryan. She scored the first high school goal by a girl ever last year or 2 years ago. To see them being interviewed on, you know, TV, you know, broadcast throughout, and them talking about what it means to them to work with this team, these girls, for quite a few years, and for them to reach the pinnacle, it's incredible. But they all have a shared story. They all started playing on co-ed teams. And it wasn't until just a few years ago that, you know, we were able to, you know, form that travel group. So it's amazing to watch them come together and for the first time be in the same dressing room, not in there one by themselves, if you will. And I'm excited for what the future holds. I'm also, let's capture the moment, too. We got to celebrate these young ladies, because what they did was incredible. They were behind in every single game, every game, and they came back and won. That normally happens once or twice in a tournament. It rarely happens every single game, and I'm just so happy for them. And it was fun. I to videotape the interview last night, and at midnight I was sending it to my daughter, who's just turned 16 years old, and she played for a long time and literally stopped playing because she didn't want to play with boys anymore. I mean, that's kind of sad. But there'll be other kids that get to play, you know, with girls and excel and succeed because of that group that's showing the world that they can do it. And the future is really, really bright. Then again, this morning, my daughter at 6:30 said to me, "Why would you send me a text at midnight?" So she brought me back to reality.
Sean Henry, the president and CEO, is on with us. And Sean, as you look back and celebrate this season and you know, especially the run that has happened since the trade deadline, Pekka statue, arena of the year once again, all of the things that have happened, 25 years. That's going to be on the docket to celebrate with the Nashville Predators next year, season 25, which I think is awesome. And how fitting is it that, you know, David Poile going to do his final draft here in Nashville. You know, there's going to be a lot going on with that. Barry Trotz returns. I don't think you can write the script any better, but I know that you all will have a lot of fun things planned for next season celebrating 25 years.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You know, the draft and the awards, and you always say the awards too. You mean we're the first in America ever host them together. It's going to be one of the biggest retirement parties you've ever seen, and one of the biggest welcome home parties you've ever seen. And it's going to be really neat to have, you know, 32 GMs celebrate David. I mean, the impact he's had on each and every one of them, on the game as a whole, is going to be on international display, and it's so well-earned and deserved. And you're right, and then we get to celebrate, you know, 25 years of the Predators and all the highs and the lows and the good points and the memories, and now you're turning the page on a, you know, new generation becoming fans that they saw through their parents. It's going to be a great celebration, but we'll also be able to celebrate David all year long too, which he so deserves. You know, we're not the hockey market we are without David Poile.
Well, I look forward to the panel of GMs that can talk about being fleeced by David Poile when it comes to some trades. George McPhee can lead the way. That'll be fun. But
you know, and they will all be honestly, you know, excited about it. And they'll all laugh about, you know, "I can't believe I dealt with him a second time after that, what he did to me that first time." But it's amazing the respect all those guys have for him. And I just love being in our Board of Governor rooms when they all literally wait in line just to come over and talk to him. It's amazing. It really is.
Well, Sean, appreciate it today. One more tonight. Let's go get a dub, and we'll see you at the arena. Appreciate it, Sean.
Have fun tonight. Tonight's a real fun celebration, and get out loud, get here early. We have a few things in store to surprise our fans, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It really will be. So appreciate you guys, and I guess I'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Sean Henry, the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators, joins us every Friday at 9:15. We'll get back into that Barry Trotz conversation a little bit in the 10 o'clock hour. Also talk some Grizzlies. Eric Hasseltine, the radio voice of the Grizz, will join us at 10:30. But up next, Anthony Richardson has penned a letter to NFL GMs. We will discuss that. Chase McCabe, Junie Riddle today here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.